Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flank here with the latest. The Prime Minister's welcoming news the Respect at Work bills passed in the Senate. It's hoped the legislation will help prevent sexual harassment in the workplace and create a more equitable workplace for women. Anthony Albanese says 2 years ago the country demanded justice and he hopes this bill will help take a step towards that.
They gathered in their thousands outside this building. They gathered to say enough is enough. They gathered to say that this was an issue that we needed to address.
Meantime, those bills which would help introduce a national anti-corruption inquiry are before the Senate. The government hopes they'll be passed before the week is out. While Cabinet's endorsed the recommendations of the Bell Inquiry, revealing plans to censure Scott Morrison in the House of Reps. The head of ACO has flagged plans to lower the country's terror threat level for the first time in close to a decade. However, it's been warned a drop from probable to possible doesn't mean an attack couldn't happen. An arrest warrant's been issued for reality television star Matt Wright after his co-star Chris Willow Wilson was killed in a helicopter crash earlier this year. It's understood police have told the 43-year-old, who currently lives in Queensland, to attend a police station in Darwin by Wednesday. The latest flood crisis in New South Wales has now been playing out for 75 days. Meantime, there's fears the floods could impact the price of beer. Barley crops have been inundated, and the increased cost could be passed on to consumers as a result. And the UK government's banned camera systems made by a Beijing surveillance company at any of its sensitive sites across the country, while the company's categorically denied it's a threat to national security.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.